Are these small cell sites next to homes safe? Let's hear the comments of Raj Mathur, a professional engineer from Hammett and Edison, who was paid by Verizon to attend the Danville City Council meeting on March 5th, 2019.
And again, this site is 420 times below the FCC standard. So again, yes, it will be perfectly safe.
Why is it I have an entire room full of people here that don't believe that?
They are assessing this using a 220-pound male as a test subject. This test only represents 3% of the population. The test subject is a dummy filled with water and glucose. Cell companies are calculating RF exposure from their antennas using small increments of time and are not counting prolonged RF energy exposure 24/7, 365 days a year. Let's look at an analogy. If these small cell sites are alcohol, then standing near one would be like sipping on whiskey. Don't take more than a few sips, or you'll get drunk. As I said before, they are using a 220-pound male, not infants or children who are affected much more. The Verizon's engineers have said these towers are
below the FCC standard. So again, yes, it will be perfectly safe.
A few sips won't make you drunk. But what if you take sips all day, every day, and you could not stop it because the small cell is running, emitting high-frequency microwave radiation energy nonstop? You have no choice but to absorb that energy all day, every day. Babies and developing children will be the most affected. This is a safety hazard that must be prevented by placing the cell antennas at least 150 feet higher than the highest roof of any building within a 1,500-foot radius, and ensuring that no microwave radiation ever exceeds 150 microwatts per square meter anywhere where people might be. That is the 150-150 plan for safety. Humans should not be test subjects for telecom and government agencies. Please share this video.